for Faith, Hope, and Love. We are here for Faith, Hope, and Love, and this is one of the projects here in the near downtown Indianapolis. It's a renovation of a four-square church. So, sir, what's your name, and what do you think about what's happening here?
My name is Lonnie Owens. I think it's a good thing for the community and bringing out people in, you know, a nice neighborhood, bringing them all together. I think it's great, you know. All the kids having fun, you know. All the food, help other people out. You know, it's good. And restoring old buildings and church, I think it's a great time. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think it's really great, yeah. So are you a local resident, too?
I used to be.
You used to be? So where do you live now?
Now I live down south. I'm up visiting.
She's up visiting me, and me and her watch the TV together every time.
But so we have seen this church before when
Yes, I've been to many of the churches. Me and my husband lived down here before. We've been to many of the churches, and it's nice. And we're attending church up there, or down south now.
That's good. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
What's your task today?
What is my what?
Your task today.
I've been on kitchen duty today.
Oh, okay. So what do we have for the cookout?
The cookout, we have hot dogs and chips and some cupcakes for dessert. And we have yogurt for anybody that wants yogurt and something cold to drink.
That's great. So what's the big occasion today?
We're having a block party for the area. We sent out invitations yesterday and invited all the people around the church building. And we just want to love on people, feed them, give food away to them. We've got boxes of groceries from the food pantry to give away also.
That's great. What's your name, and what do you think about what's happening here in this neighborhood together with the renovation of the church?
Well, my name's Javier Rodriguez, and I just think it's a great miracle what God has done here. He's really showed... He showed his face to us, you know, once more, and showing us who he is, and also asking us to go to work, to join him in his work. And he has spoken, and it's time for us to get with him.
You know? Amen. And this church was closed for how many years?
About 2.5 years it's been closed, roughly.
Okay, so any future plans yet, or not public yet?
The Foursquare Church is in the process of bringing some pastors in. And as soon as that's finalized, they'll be coming here and ministering to this community.
That's great. Thank you, Javier.
You're welcome.
Here's a brief history about this project. A few months ago, I spoke with the Pendleton Anderson churches, and they thought about rehabbing this Four Square Church, and they asked Faith, Hope, and Love if they can do it, and we said that, yeah, if you can pull teams together and start the planning process, then let's go ahead and move forward with it. So now, just after 3 days, they were able to clean up the inside of the church, and even the outside of the church also. And now, just to give appreciation to the neighborhood, they have this block party and lots of games for the children. And seems like the local community is very open to have this church opened again, and even a food pantry. So again, you just never know what the Lord's going to do. First thing is that we need to be obedient. Once he calls us, and then he's going to show us the plan, steps by steps. There's a saying that, you know, the revelation will come when you are obedient to do the things that he wants you to do, step by step. City Transformation, Faith, Hope, and Love, Week 2011. God bless you.